makes Adam Jones so dangerous as a returner?
Well, he's slippery, elusive, quick, still explosive, and then on top of all that, he's very creative. So, I mean, he's running. You've seen all his returns where he just turns his back and he just creates on the run. And he still does it. He has some nice returns from last year. I pulled some for the guys to look at. So, because we hadn't played them in game time. You know, we played him in the preseason last year, but we never went against him. So, no, he's still effective. Good football player.
The big guy making tackles and covers. The big Margus dude.
Yeah, 99. Yeah. Yeah. He does a nice job for him. I tell you what, he's a threat in their field goal block.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's 6'8. You know, so they do a really good job. Him, Dunlap, all right, do a really nice job on field goal pressure.
Okay.
Yeah.
How often during the week do you have, we don't get to see everything in practice. Mm-hmm. How often does Matt practice 50-plus yard field goals
in a week? You know, probably, I'll say probably three pops.
Three.
Yeah, three on Wednesday, probably two or three on Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of keep him on a pitch count. Mm-hmm. You know, so we don't want to hit a bunch of balls. So it's more quality than it is, quantity with him right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so try to, as long as he's in a good rhythm. You know, and he's been in a good rhythm lately. So we get our number, boom, shut it down. Mm-hmm. You know, because the biggest thing really with those guys is their warm-up. Mm-hmm. They kick so many balls to warm up, to get warm to start the set, that you've kicked 30 balls before you even started, start moving the field. So
how many on game day, I'm sorry?
Game day, there's no telling how many balls they kick on game day. Mm-hmm. That's why they're so tired after, because every time you think about the offense gets in field goal range, he goes right to the net, starts kicking, bam. So now say we get sacked or something happens and we have to punt, now there's three kicks he just burn up, you know, that we're not even going to try to use for.
And I guess what I meant was pregame, how many?
Pregame, probably 30 balls.
30.
Probably 30 balls, yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
When you guys go through with the kick on the freeze timeout, is that something that Bosher and Matt do? Just have you told them go ahead and kick it?
Yeah, because what happened to us was, it was probably my first year here. We were at New Orleans and somebody blew a whistle, and one of our guys moves and then they threw a flag because the whistle didn't come from the field. So anytime we line up, anytime Josh Harris puts his hands on that ball, we're snapping it, holding it, protecting and kicking.
Yeah, Peyton made a face or something. He didn't like it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Until they tell me different. We're going, because you don't know if they're going to ice you or not. So all we do is prepare for the kick, So we try to treat them all the same.
Coach, there was kind of a questionable call on the Monday nighter in the Detroit game just about roughing the kicker, being pushed into the kicker. What do you tell the guys as far as keeping that obviously out of the loop of the running the risk of personal foul? Or just
from the rush team or from the
sides.
Kicker itself?
Both sides.
Oh, you tell the kicker to fall out. You know what I mean? you tell them to basically, if they come near you or they run into you, boom, you're going to, roll up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And then on the other side, you're really going to the ball. To answer your question, the ball is the spot, there's no yard line. The ball is the spot, so you have to go to the ball as a rusher. So if you're punting and I'm going to come punt, I'm going to rush. I'm not going to lay out into you. I'm going after the ball. Yeah, go for the ball.